The Farthest Away Mountain, written and read by Lynn Reed Banks. A Preface. Once upon a time, in a little village which lay in a mountain valley, there lived with her family a girl called Daykin. Her country was beautiful. The air there was so clear that it sparkled in the sunshine as if it were made of diamond dust. Every morning, winter or summer, Daykin could look out of her bedroom window and see the Farthest Away Mountain, its black peak standing up clear of the thick shawl of pine woods it wore on its lower slopes. Between the peak and the woods was a narrower shawl of snow. This snow changed colour in a most odd way. Sometimes it was a sharp blue, and sometimes purple or pink, or even yellow or green. Daykin would watch this snow in great puzzlement, for snow, after all, is supposed to be white. She looked at the pine woods, too. Forests always gave Daykin a shivery feeling, half unease and half excitement. There was no knowing what lay beneath those close-together branches, and no one could tell her, because no one in the town, not even her father, who had visited the city and the ocean, had ever been to the Farthest Away Mountain. Old Deagle, the ballad singer and storyteller who came once a year to bring them news and tales from all over the country, said that the reason no one had ever been to the Farthest Away Mountain was because however long you travelled towards it, it always stayed in the distance. This, he said, was due to a spell which had been placed on it by a magician from their very own village, whose wicked son had disappeared into the mountain long, long ago. But now that you know as much as anyone then knew about the Farthest Away Mountain, I must tell you about Daykin. She is the most important person in the story.